you in the name of Jesus. We're just enamored with you. Thank you for that precious blood. Lord, thank you that we're clean. Thank you that you've been made the very righteousness of God for us. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that we're justified. God, we're accepted in the beloved. Hallelujah, the atonement has been made. And Lord, we just draw nigh. Thank you, Lord, and truly in fervent love to kiss you. That's your grace, it's your blood. Oh God, can we be as those cherubim that would just stare at the mercy seat? They looked at the blood and the blood alone, and they never looked at anything else. Lord, the power is in the blood. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, thank you. Thank you from what flowed at Calvary's Mount. Thank you, Lord, that you poured your blood out for us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, thank you that you died for us. And thank you that you became sin for us. Lord, we're in awe of you today. There is a stillness in the meeting this morning that is very precious. God, it's wonderful. We are speechless because you're so awesome. We stand in fervent praise and glory and honor, Lord, vessels that you have prepared, a foreign to glory. And Lord, there's only one glory, and that's in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, that it is so simple. Thank you, Lord, that it is so mighty. Thank you, Lord, that you've enlightened the eyes of our understanding to magnify you. Lord, thank you, and worthy are you to be praised. I glory save only in the cross. Thank you, God. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Now, Lord, this is yours. This is yours and yours alone. Feed us, Lord, richly. God, let us feast upon you today. May it all magnify your wonderful love, the beauty of Jesus Christ. In his name we pray. Amen. Praise Jesus. If you open your Bibles with me today, we're going to Romans chapter 11. And we had a sweet time there last week. We're going to have to put these Kleenexes in a better place. Well, that's the place the Lord wanted them today. Praise God. But hallelujah, we'll be reading from the 33rd verse. Picked it up again last week, that precious thought of he's everything. Hallelujah. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments, and his ways past finding out. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, or who hath been his counselor, or who hath first given to him, and it shall be recompensed unto him again? For of him, and through him, and to him are all things, to whom, hallelujah, be glory forever. Amen. Of him, through him, to him. And again, all I can say is praise the Lord. All I can say is thank you, Jesus, for what peace, comfort, joy, rest. Hallelujah, to know that you have got it all. And not just all in all, but all, praise God, for me. I'm weak, I know it. I'm so thankful I get at the front of the line. Lord, I need you. And I'm so thankful, praise God, it's beautiful to you how much I need you. That thank God that I understand that you're weak in me in the way, and that you're becoming my complete confidence. That, Lord, I know that, praise God, of me I can do nothing. But through you and your strength, praise God, I can do all things. Oh, the power of God. Isn't it wonderful to know that the very God of very God is readied for you? He's readied for you. He's waiting. Hallelujah. You talk about a patient God. He's waiting. Just waiting to fulfill which he's already done. but for you to take from him the fulfillment for every need. Every need. Honey, I've got it all. Come boldly to the throne of grace. Hallelujah. Take from me. My hands are full of the riches. Hallelujah. Just come and get it. Take. Hallelujah. It's mine. All is mine. And I'm so glad I can rejoice for you. And I pray that you're rejoicing for me. Praise be to God that we have a God that loves us like that. Now, last week we rejoiced in that we know that all things are of him. That we know that the word of God tells us that by him all things were made. That for him all things were made. That by him all things consist. That there be no power but of God. Let that settle it for you, brothers and sisters. He puts up whom he will, he puts down whom he will. He has the fool riding and the prince walking. This is God's deal. Hallelujah. Can we settle into it that he's got it? Can we settle into it that, Lord God, you are in control? That I don't need to worry about all of these non-event, frivolous things of this world, how quickly we get sucked into them. Oh, I've got to change this. We've got to align ourselves together to do this. You need to hit your knees and pray. God, deliver me from such foolish thought. Let my mind not be distracted with those things that are nothing. Nothing. And praise God, put it where it already is. It's in his hand. He does. He's got it all. Hallelujah. And he made it. And he made it for him. Yes, he did. Let me tell you something. We got a God, and I love this, that likes to be pleased. And he's going to be pleased. And you know what pleases him the most? This right here. There's nothing more that pleases God than faith. It's impossible to please God without faith. And I'm here to preach the gospel of Christ because of his grace. And God is being pleased. Whew. That is a great, great. I don't like to use the word, but it is a great feeling. Praise God. It's a spiritual feeling. Hallelujah. To know our Father is pleased. But brothers and sisters, I'm telling you, we are going on today. We understand how personal and intimate it got, that we are of him. Isn't that wonderful? Not just all of these things are of him, but we are of him. I mean, that's magnificent stuff. I mean, we're moving into a oneness that's even beyond bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. See, we're talking about by my spirit, saith the Lord. Beyond anything I could comprehend or even think, but Lord, thou knowest. And he's called me in by his love to know his love. And I'm thankful for that, brothers and sisters. See, I'm rejoicing with you today how important we are to God, whom he foreknew. He knew you. Ages past, he saw you in Christ. He saw you in his Son. He saw and knew that you, by God's grace, would take that precious blood. Let it be applied on me. Hallelujah. Wonderful. And whom he foreknew, them he did predestinate. And then it goes on that moreover, them he did predestinate, he also called. But brothers and sisters, it only gets sweeter because that's the God that we have. And that was all of him. And now whom he called through him, he justified. He justified you. God justified you. You can't be any more justified. That is justification. And he did with his Son, and he did with the blood that we've been singing about and praising him for all morning long. Through the blood. How wonderful! Brothers and sisters, we're venturing into a time of great, great reward. And Hebrews 11:6 tells us that he that cometh to God must believe that he is. See, there's the of him. You got to believe that it's of him. He's God. And that he is a rewarder. Now here's through him. Of them that diligently seek him. Praise God. Oh, it gets better. See, here it is. Colossians 1:20. peace was made through the blood of his cross. Peace was made. It was done. The atonement, praise God. Hallelujah. The acceptance, the beloved walk, hallelujah, was done. It was right there. Everything accomplished at that precious cross through his blood. Now listen to these through hymns. That through him the world might be saved. That through him we might live. That through him we are justified by faith and have peace with God. That through him we are no more servants, but sons and heirs of God. That through him we are more than conquerors. Through Christ who loved us. Through him the peace of God that passes all understanding keeps our hearts and minds. Through him and his strength, I can do all things. I think there's a wonderful pattern over and over and over and over in the Word of God, and the Father set it up. It's through him. There is no other way. There is no compromise here. There is but one way. There's only one path. It's a narrow way. It's a finite way. It's the blood of the Lamb. And it never ends. Hallelujah. It continues on that wonderful way of grace all the way through. Behold him. Hear him. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith. Brothers and sisters, it is him. It is all through him. And it goes on and on and on. And that's why we glory through him. And that's why in the ages to come, in the ages to come, this is forever and ever and ever, that will never end. The exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us. Through him. Through him. It never ends. It's always been. It always will be. Praise be to God. He remaineth the same. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's through him. You talk about stability, and brothers and sisters, that's not just for someday, it's for now. We can stand on the promises of God. They're not moved. His promises are yea and amen. We know these things. We come to church Sunday, Wednesday, Friday, praise God, and we're reminded of these things. We heed to these by his grace, lest at any time we should let them slip. This is why this gospel is so important. It is our life. It's our food. I'm so thankful to God that we feast, and we don't feast just on the sincere milk, but on the very meat of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's awesome. I like to eat. It's getting more evident, naturally speaking. But I'm so thankful. I think it's getting a little bit more evident, spiritually speaking. I love to eat. I love to feast of him. I'm so thankful I come together with my family, and there's nothing like it. I love my family dinners. We had one last night. A couple couldn't come. Kind of, not to make them feel bad, but I miss them. I want them there. How much more my family of God. On a Sunday morning, we're coming to eat. This is our meal. This is what's been prepared. To come together to feast the family of God. He set the table. The feast is here. And this is pleasing to God. And you're wondering, how does that guy, why does he lose his mind? I want to lose my mind. I want to be a fool for Christ's sake. It's what it is. And there's nothing that's made up. It's not pumped up. It's just what it is. You've been afore prepared as a vessel to give him glory. That's how he made you. He really did. He didn't just pick some and do this. No, he would that all men be saved. He's not a respecter of person. You're passionate. You just don't realize it. When you got a lover that loves you like he loves you, and he does. He loves you. He's not a respecter. All you got to do is say, Lord, enlighten the eyes of my understanding. Let me see this. I want it. And I know you want this more for your life. I want it more for my life. I hadn't seen nothing yet. We haven't even scratched the surface. He is so beyond. I mean, they peer even into the things that he spoke into existence. And there's no end to that. They looked in there and they said, oh my goodness. Not only is it immense and not only is it endless, it's increasing at an increasing rate. It defies all the physics we know. It defies everything that was in that brilliant Einstein and all of these scientists. I knew that all along. I know that anything man knows is foolishness to God. Let's just check it right where it needs to be. I mean, this technology stuff, it's incredible. It's like little magic boxes and all the things it does. Tells me where I'm at. Oh, my goodness, who else knows? Get over it. It doesn't matter. God knows, and God knows who knows. You see what I'm saying? We don't have to be weirded out by all these things. Cut it out. That's just that wickedness and that evilness that just starts to distract our minds to get caught up with things that don't matter at all. And you get caught up into those things and you stop looking up. You start looking around and you start be more attentive to the things that are around you instead of the one thing that's coming, hallelujah, and could come today. This just is not for me. This is not just for you. It's for us in Christ. This is his offering. This is his invitation. This is his pleading. Win me. Win me. Run well. Finish with the full joy. Fight the good fight of faith. Keep the faith. Hallelujah. Finish the course. Behold, hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. You're a warrior. You're in a fight. You're in the greatest battle there could ever be, and that's to win him. It's awesome, brothers and sisters, the calling that's upon your life, that you've been chosen, that God has graced you to listen to these things that are foolishness to man. Yes, the people that would think of these things that we come in and rejoice about, that is our life. What is that? Well, let me tell you something. Without Christ, you have no thought of God. You're going to listen to that tonight if you'll come, if Jesus tarry. You can't come unto God without him. You can't call upon God without him. You will never have the Father without Jesus Christ. You cannot. That Bible is true, and that's what it will tell you throughout the Word of God. Hear him. Hear him. That's what it is. I'm so grateful to God again. I rejoice every moment of my life because of the simplicity in Christ. I'm a simple creature. I love to know that he knows. I love to know that it's in that place. I love to know that I'm never confused because I look to him. That he is my faithfulness. That he is my joy. That he is my love. That he is my keeper. That he is. Now, pray for me. He melts me. I mean, he just does. I don't mean to get up here and be a blithering idiot, but I just, the love of God got to constrain me. I read these things, his word and the thoughts of the Spirit, and it just absolutely melts me. See, he's far more than just a conduit. I hear people sometimes pray, and I'm not trying to say I can judge or, but there's a discernment sometimes. And I'll hear a very stiffly, well, through Christ. Like we're just bypassing him and getting to God. Except you don't bypass him. I lay hold of those feet. By his grace, I've washed them with my tears. I'm so thankful I behold the greatness of who he is. Why he has anything to do with me, I don't know, but he just loves me so. When I think again of how great he is and how wonderful and marvelous, and really I know in a sense who I am, but for God, he just blows me away every single time. Oh gosh, he's incredible. Oh, he's so marvelous. I rejoice with the sister caught in the very act of adultery as he had that great compassion for her. Go and sin no more, honey. I'm your righteousness. I'm your redemption. I'm your salvation. I'm your justification. I'm everything. Oh, I'm happy in Jesus. I'm happy for you in Jesus. But brothers and sisters, he is the source of everything, not a conduit. He's the source. See, we read last week that everything is of him. And that everything is of him. This is, again, that personal Jesus. He lives in us. See, that's why it's so precious that it's through him. He lives in us. Through him is every breath we take. Through him, hallelujah, he's so near, he's within. Everything we say and do by God's grace is through him. I love to rejoice and sing with you. We've been blessed with all the spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. But it even gets more specifically wonderful than that. He has been made unto us. He's been made unto us. He's been made in us. He's in us. Wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. Man, he didn't just save us. Oh, so much more. I look at you and I'm so grateful to God. He's not a respecter of person. Every kindred, tongue, and nation. I see young, I see middle age, I see old. And I can see eyes starting to light up. And those are his eyes. Those are the eyes of the dove. That's his vision. That's not your vision. That's his vision. And he gives it to you. It's like an eagle. It's piercing. But yet it's the eyes of the dove because it's all love. Praise his name. That's the wealth to my heart. To see the people of God being transformed from glory to glory into the very image of him. This is what it's about, brothers and sisters, that we can edify by his grace one another. You edify me, and I edify you. It's so tremendous. It's so beyond anything because it's the only reality that there is. The word of God will endure forever. Heaven and earth is going to pass away. This is all going to be gone. The things that are seen are temporal. The things that are unseen, they're forever. The things that I'm talking about, the thing that you know, the peach that we're feasting of right now, that you're understanding, oh, I love the taste of that. Praise God, I'm rejoicing with Pastor. We're feasting on the promises of God. That is forever. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Isn't it wonderful when he just kind of sweeps you off your feet and you don't even feel like you're walking around? It is, you're just floating. It's God, and that's who he is. He's spirit, and I'm so thankful. As he was bringing this to me, I was up in the mountains and little canyons everywhere around there. And I even live in the foothills at the base of one of them canyons. And I was thinking about how through him. And you know, when that wind starts to blow, and usually it comes over the mountains, so it's pretty powerful, but when it gets into them canyons, when it goes through, it gets compressed, see, is what happens. That air gets in there and it gets pressurized and compacted is what happens. And boy, the power that's unleashed at the mouth of it. Brothers and sisters, that's our life. It really is. See, when we pray, Lord, open our hearts. And I believe we're starting to do that. I believe there's a vision catching on more and more all the time. Lord, I want to win you. I see it in your word. I understand there is a high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I'm going after it. I don't care what others say. I don't care if Christians criticize me and say, oh, you believe too much. Oh, you think you're better. No, I'm not. I just know that he's better. And I know that he is so better. He said a better thing for us than even all of those worthies of faith in the 11th chapter of Hebrews. You've got to read the Bible for yourself. Let it speak to you. That's the word of God that speaks to you. If you'll listen to it, it's right there for you. I believe these things. And I ask him and I say, Lord, open my heart. And I'm going to tell you, it's coming in. And you talk about through him and the power, but it gets compressed in there. It presses you out of measure. And it does. It hurts. It can be a grind sometimes. I don't know all the things that you could express, the words that you could even despair of your own life. It is an unknown door. He takes you out of comfortable. He takes you out of the familiar. He takes you out of family sometimes, out of friend, all of these different things. But lovest thou me more than these? Amen. Yeah, we do. I can't really explain it, but praise be to God, I do. I love him more than anything. It's just so wonderful. Lord Jesus, you're doing the transformation here. Praise God, I wasn't willing to go, but hallelujah, your faithfulness is willing to go. It takes me on. It doesn't allow me to quit. It picks me up. It feeds me. It energizes my life. When I'm feeling flat, hallelujah, you come and you say, rise up, son. It's time to go. And thank you. I don't know how grace does it, but every single time it takes me, it picks me up, hallelujah. It causes me to rise. I hear that. Rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away with me. Yes, I want to come away. I'm looking someday in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, I'm going to be out of here. I'm so grateful to God. That is his promise. That is his will. It is his desire. See, I give him all the glory. I give him all the credit because of him are all things. Do you see how much confidence that we can have in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? Complete. That's what he wants. Trust me, honey. I'll do this work. I'll perform that good work which I've begun in you. It is mine, mine, mine. All is mine. Brothers and sisters, he's for us. I'm thankful to God that we really can live a life. Mountain be removed. Believe it. Believe it. It's not a genie in a bottle kind of thing. It's just what it is. They're figments. Oh, there be giants in the land. Well, sure there are. But he's already given me that land. It's mine. I don't care if there are giants in there. He put them in there. That's okay. He'll never take me to a sea or to an ocean that he can't part. It doesn't matter. If the sea is calm, if the sea is boisterous, it doesn't matter. God brought me to that sea and praise the Lord. Lord, let me just abide. Let me be still and know that you are God. I am going to have confidence in the mighty hand of my Father, and it's going to part. I'm so thankful I'm preaching to the choir. Praise God. He always makes a good choir. But see, what's the shame, brothers and sisters, is most God's children, they're living like servants. Yeah, I'm a son of God. I'm an heir. Because of the blood of Jesus, I'm royalty. I'm not ashamed of that. I am actually proud of my Savior. I am. I'm smitten by him. I give him all the glory. I sing his praises. I thank him for everything he's done. I rejoice that his blood has made me royalty. I'm thankful that I'm an heir of God, and you read that definition. I'm Lord of all because of what he did. And it pleases the Father. The Father smiles at that. Honey, take it. My son did it all. He broke through everything. The chains have been removed. There's nothing that can bind you. Hallelujah. Be a prisoner of his love and get free. Oh, praise his name. I'll hurry and close. The Holy Ghost, it says in the Word of God, is with you and shall be in you. And I'm so thankful to the Lord and the Holy Ghost. We understand saving grace is just the beginning. Saving grace is just the beginning. The best part, brothers and sisters, is the power of grace. The power of grace to live Christ in me, the hope of glory. All of glory's hope is Christ in you. His complete inheritance is Christ in you. See, that is everything that he did. Everything that he had is put in his son, and his son is placed in them that believe. Grow up in it. The hope of glory is that the sons, the mighty sons, the manifestation of the sons of God. He wants to show off his work. This is God we're talking about. He adores his vessels. He rejoices in you, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah, how he loves us. It's so amazing. But see, brothers and sisters, that Holy Ghost power, the power to know Him, the power that through Him that we can attain to the exalted rank of righteousness, the power that is through Him to be set apart to God, the power that is through Him to endure for His soon first coming trump arrival. Yes, yes, that is for you. That's what it is. Hallelujah. I walk out every Sunday, and right there on the last thing I see on the door, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. You said it, yes, Lord. That's mine. It's not just for somebody else. That's mine. Yes. Oh, my goodness. Through Him is all the enabling power of grace to finish with a full joy. Through Him, I believe the Word of God. Through Him, I know I'm encapsulated and immersed in the magnificent, powerful grace of God. Through Him, I know I have all peace. Through Him, I know I have all joy. Through Him, I know I have all love. Through Him, I know I have all meekness. Through Him, I know I have all temperance. Through Him, I know I have all long-suffering. Through Him, I got it all. And through Him, brothers and sisters, through Him and Him alone, I will win Him. And through Him, you will win Him. Do you count Him faithful? Do you count Him faithful? Yes, we count Him faithful. Through Him, I am strengthened and I can do all things. Praise God. Bow your heads. Let's just stand and worship Him. Just give Him praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you for your powerful love this morning. Thank you that it is all through you. Thank you, Lord, that we can come and lay our head upon your breast and be completely reliant, confident in you, completely, Lord Jesus. Lord, thank you that you're so for us. Thank you that you're individually for each and every one of us, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God, that you love us like this. Thank you, Lord, that you're breaking down the walls, the indifference, Lord Jesus. Help us not to be inhibited, to praise you, Lord God. As it says, and all that is within me, let me praise the Lord. God, we're yours. Hallelujah. We've been bought with that price, the precious blood of Jesus. And we are not our own. Thank you that we are not our own. We are yours. Lord, the young here today, the teenagers, the young marriage, the middle age, the elderly, Lord God, let us understand we are yours. Thank you, God, that we are yours. We are of God. Hallelujah. We are temples of the living God. God, you dwell in us by the grace, by the blood of Jesus. Now cause us to yield, to let you reign. I pray this for every life that's here today, every life that hears this, Lord God. Jesus, break down the wall of indifference. And Lord, in your name, in the powerful name of Jesus, reign, rule and reign in me. We give you the thanks. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.